beer cabinet slamming shut.
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end no-slam cabinets with A&D design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more, call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. On Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. And podcasts for the programs are on 1360 KHNC, not just for these programs, but the programs, the other hosts during the day, during the week, and on the weekends. You have a variety of hosts, different topics. Again, 1360KHNC.com. Well, we'll talk about Britain, Russia, the United States, Israel, and the Palestinian people today. This was out of timesofisrael.com. This was about 7 days ago. And I am going to rehearse this briefly. The Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, he urged the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres to assist Ramallah's effort to obtain full membership status in the United Nations ahead of the Assembly's annual meetings. And he stated that despite all the complexities of the prevailing reality and all the frustrations that abound, there is still a chance to salvage the role of the UN in peace. UN membership for Palestine is a necessary step towards achieving the ultimate objective for an independent, free, peaceful state of Palestine. What this is doing is this is going to cause conflict, not just in the Middle East, but this is going to cause international conflict. And I'll explain why I say that in a little bit. He really wants the UN to accept Palestine as a nation, which they are not. They have status at the UN, but not as a nation or a state. Last week, he also asked for Biden's support for the Palestinians to obtain full membership status when he hosted the U.S. president in Bethlehem in July. At that time, Biden didn't provide an answer. And Biden's aides said several times since then that they informed the Palestinian counterparts that they have no intention to support it, and even urged the PA, the Palestinian Authority, to halt the effort to become a UN member. And two U.S. and Palestinian officials confirmed this to the Times of Israel. Longstanding United States policy has maintained that granting the Palestinians membership to the UN agencies that recognize their state in East Jerusalem. That's where they want their state to be located. The West Bank and the Gaza Strip would serve as a counterproductive bypass to negotiations with Israel. Much of the administration's opposition is rooted in the recognition that full Palestinian membership in the UN would trigger congressional legislation in this country, forcing the United States to withdraw funding from the United Nations, which the White House desperately does not want to do, because it wants to continue to boost Washington's international standing. This was out of the Times of Israel about a week ago Thursday. Actually, it was Tuesday. Now, then, a few days later, this is out of RT.com, RussiaToday.com. This was last Friday. The United Kingdom has been considering and appears as if they are going to move their embassy out of Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Well, and I'll tell you why this is going to cause problems too. The article begins this way. Moving the British embassy to Jerusalem would violate international law, the head of the Palestinian mission to the UK has stated. British Prime Minister Liz Truss of Israel, the British Prime Minister Liz Truss, speaking to Prime Minister Yair Lapid, the Palestinian leader stated that this would be immoral, illegal, irresponsible. And they blasted this move by the Prime Minister to want to move the embassy. The angry reaction that has been caused by Truss is not been accepted. Is not being received. The Palestinian diplomat Hassam Zamlot, we're going to continue in a second, and we'll see why this is very interesting that England would do this right now. Liz Truss comes in and boom, it happens. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Okay, this move is going to cause more trouble than you can imagine. So the Palestinians, they are not happy about this. Now, the Palestinian diplomat Hassam Zamlot, who heads the mission to the UK and serves as the advisor to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, called it extremely unfortunate that the British Prime Minister used her first appearance at the UN to commit to potentially breaking international law. Earlier in the week, Truss told Lapid, the Prime Minister of Israel, about a review of the current location of the British diplomatic mission as the two met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Lapid then thanked the British Prime Minister for positively considering moving the British embassy to Jerusalem. The news drew ire from the Palestinian authorities. Any embassy move would be blatant violation of international law and the UK's historic responsibilities, Zamlot said in a series of fiery tweets. I'll interject this. I've stated in the past that eventually the New World Order will have its headquarters in Israel. This move by Liz Truss, she was put in by Pilgrim Society. I talk always about the Pilgrim Society, two branches, one in England, one in New York City. Nothing happens in this world that these two branches of a secret society don't plan. As I go into the program, you're going to see even more clearly the New World Order is going to be in the hands of the leaders of this country in the U.S. But eventually, the headquarters will be in Jerusalem. The Bible says that Jerusalem is going to be a city that is going to cause trouble to the whole world. Okay. These actions will undermine a two-state solution and lead to an escalation of tensions in Jerusalem and even in the UK itself, the diplomat warned. A similar move by the United States under President Trump led to a major fallout in relations with Palestine. The Palestinian Authority stopped taking calls from Washington until the end of the Trump administration, once the U.S. Embassy was moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And now Jerusalem is an internationally recognized capital of Jerusalem. I'm sorry, yeah. Jerusalem is the recognized capital. Again, it drew the ire of the Palestinians who view East Jerusalem as the capital of the future Palestinian state. Now, Liz Truss is a Pilgrim Society plant operative. Ron DeSantis, who is presently as governor of Florida, is making it very clear that he's going to run for president against Donald Trump. There's conflict between these two men presently. Ron DeSantis is also a operative of Pilgrim Society, most likely New York City. And for the British to plan to move the embassy to Jerusalem means that the Pilgrim Society is making their move on the Middle East. Now, at the same time, we have Russia is in the process of drafting more personnel into the military. And Russia has to do this to fulfill her prophecies. There's the article I was reading. They're about to draft 300,000 troops. Now, Forbes magazine, which is one-sided, they're basically stating that will Russia even be able to train these individuals? It only takes 6 weeks, 6 or 8 weeks, to train them for battle. Forbes says Russia won't be able to do that. I disagree. Russia is more than able to train 1 million troops. So, I'm not listening to the rhetoric of the West. The Bible says that Russia is going to go to a great battle in the Middle East with other nations. And the Bible says that they will be prepared. They will be fully dressed, fully armored. They will have massive amounts of weaponry. And it's going to be a big, major battle. And in that battle, they're going to have they will have weaponry, enough fuel, weaponry, metal, gunpowder, you name it, that they're going to fuel the industries of the area that they invade, which will be Jordan, present-day Jordan, excuse me. They're going to burn, they're going to have resources for 7 years. They're going to be able to, the battle will take place in present-day Jordan. Present-day Jordan doesn't have much. They don't have much that they don't get from elsewhere. But Russia is going to bring down, and the armies of Iran, Russia, Turkey, other nations, Ethiopia, Libya, are going to stockpile that area in Jordan, an area called Petra, with enough resources to take care of that area for 7 years. It's a major battle. And here, Forbes says that Russia is not going to be able to train 300,000 troops. This rhetoric in this country is sickening. I get sick hearing the lies of this administration and deceiving the American people. Another big deception is that Russia is going to nuke this country, that Russia is going to take out Washington, D.C. and New York City. No, America is going to be destroyed all at one time, coast to coast. But it's not now. It's 7, 8 years, 9 years out. It is not presently. I listen to the Christian prophets of this country, and I have a different position. I make my position known. No, America is not going to be nuked by Russia. Is there going to be a nuclear, some type of nuclear conflict in Ukraine area? I'm not so sure. Is there going to be some kind of nuclear conflict when Russia comes to invade, move her troops down into present-day Jordan. It appears as if there will be some type of neutron bombs, I don't know what. Now, the coming Antichrist out of America is going to nuke Egypt. When America moves the military into Israel, to occupy Israel, Egypt is going to come against the forces of Antichrist of America in the Middle East. And Egypt is going to be nuked. It says that for 40 years, Egypt, present-day Egypt, will not be able to be occupied. So there's going to be some nuclear a conflict. Egypt, for sure. It'll take 40 years for that land to be able to be populated once again. So, yes. And then in the Russian War, when Russia and Iran and Turkey and other nations in the old Soviet bloc and Ethiopia and Libya come to invade present Israel, they're coming in to Jordan to invade Israel to the west side of the Jordan River. They will not invade Israel on the west side of the Jordan River. America will invade present-day Israel. Russia will be stopped to the east side of these armies that are coming with Russia. They will be destroyed on the east side of the Jordan River in present-day Jordan. Israel is going to take over present-day Jordan. Israel is going to expand her real estate double plus before the Russia comes down. That land of Jordan has to be Russia. The land of Jordan has to be Israeli territory before Russia comes down. Now, with Britain planning to relocate its embassy, this puts a hook in Russia's jaw, like it says in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Hooks will be put in the jaw of Russia. Gog in the land of Magog is the way it phrases it. And these hooks are going to force Russia to come south. Russia's not going to spend all of its military might and manpower in Ukraine. No. She will expand everything she has on the mountains of Israel to the east of the Jordan River. And so with the British and the U.S., they're not masquerading their intentions in the Middle East anymore. With this move by the British to change, to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, this tells Russia that the United States and the British are beginning to make their plans and preparing to make their plans in the Middle East. And Russia, it's going to force Russia to focus now on Syria and on present-day Jordan. This is going to be used to sucker Russia south. Now, with the America and the Pilgrim Society that they've done, what they've done is they've suckered Russia into and forced Russia into a war in Ukraine. And while Russia, they're hoping that Russia will be bogged down in a type of an Afghanistan situation, bogged down in Ukraine. Russia's not going to be bogged down in Ukraine. Russia's not going to be stuck in a war this coming winter in Ukraine. There's going to be conflict, yes. But Russia doesn't know it. Maybe she does know it. But all these troops and the way that Russia's building her military and arming herself, I don't know if Vladimir Putin is aware of the prophecies of Russia moving south. I don't know. I assume he does. But the military buildup, the weaponry, the troops are going to begin to move south toward Israel. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the D.C. swamp.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Back in the U.S., back in the U.S.S.R.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Okay, you know, I was talking about Ron DeSantis. I have like 10 different points I want to make sure I present, and I didn't write them down. It's okay. I didn't forget them. I just have to make sure that I can put them in the right order. With Ron DeSantis, he is a Pilgrim Society operative. He is being directed in this campaign. He was a choice of the Pilgrim Society as governor of Florida, and Donald Trump helped put him in that position. He endorsed him. This was not an accident. Now, DeSantis, I think that his pick, should he decide to run next year, will be Candace Owens. Now, Candace Owens' husband, billionaires, and her father-in-law, multi-billionaire, are also, the father-in-law is also a Pilgrim Society member. Pilgrim Society is the center of the occult secret society. It's the brain of the occult. All the secret societies are tied into, in one way or the other, Pilgrim Society. Candace Owen, she marries, I can't remember the her husband's name, but the father-in-law is definitely Pilgrims. That means the son is also, in one way or another, connected to Pilgrim Society. That means Candace Owens is, she is this woman, she is a gold digger. And she has fooled the conservative party in this country. She is not a conservative. She is out for Candace Owens. She's always been out for Candace Owens. Candace Owens is a very selfish individual. She's only out for herself. But she will be used by DeSantis in this, in the future. Is DeSantis going to be president of the United States? No. Will Candace Owens be the vice president should they run together? No. Nope. The next individual that's going to take over this country will have a running mate that is a male. It will be the end of the women, Kamala Harris. There'll be no more women in the presidency or the vice presidency. This was a one-time thing, I think. So, Russia, knowing the Pilgrim Society, and not just Russia as a nation, but I mean Vladimir Putin specifically. Vladimir Putin is very aware of the intentions of the British Pilgrim Society, and by them making this or making the announcement through Liz Truss, who hates Russia, this is telling Boris, this is telling Vladimir Putin that the Pilgrim Society is making its move in the Middle East with the United States. And Vladimir Putin knows he is going to have to reassess what's going on in Ukraine, and he's going to have some tough decisions. In the prophecies about Russia in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it says that Russia does not want to have to come to the mountains of Israel. It doesn't want this war. But God said, I'm going to drag you into this conflict. You don't drag somebody that is willing. God says, I'm going to drag you down, and I'm going to destroy you. This is Russia's future in the very near future. Before that war, Israel must invade present-day Jordan and take over that territory. Russia, it also says that there are things with this Palestinian state that they're pushing for. It's because Biden, the UN, is not recognizing the Palestinian people, with the British moving their embassy. This is telling the terrorist groups that, like Russia, and like I'm looking at and I understand, this means that the Palestinian, the terrorist groups, are not going to put up put up with it, put up for it, or they're not going to let this slide. There's going to be more, even more conflict. And then with Syria stating that if Israel continues any attacks on their air bases, that's going to be basically a sign that, how do I phrase it? If Israel, another campaign against Syria by Israel, Syria is going to respond. They're going to consider that an act of war. So tensions are beginning to build in the Middle East. And when I read this about the British moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, that's a big one. Now, it also tells me, like I stated in the first half of the program, that the Pilgrim Society, they are now beginning to set the stage to move the New World Order Globalist Center to Jerusalem. They're making their move. They're not hesitating anymore. They're going to make Jerusalem the center of the New World Order. Everything will go into Jerusalem as a city. So this is kind of part of the program I wanted to present today. I did want to talk about DeSantis. I did want to talk about the United States. We have an opportunity to begin to move more troops into the Middle East. We are not going to work with Iran in their matter of their wanting to have nuclear materials to build weapons. No, America is not going along with it because Iran is never going to get nuclear weapons. Rick Rodriguez. That's in the Bible, Rick Rodriguez.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out, that started on $25 per month, to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
The PE Gun Show, October 8th and 9th, will feature firearms giveaway both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. With food all weekend, CCW classes, and firearms drawings, it makes the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Okay. Then another point, another thing I want to talk about is I had mentioned yesterday that some of these Commonwealth countries, these colonies that have been part of Britain, they want to disassociate their relationship with the British. They're going to do it eventually, but the British are not going to really want to. They're going to object to it. Jamaica, Belize, Antigua, Barbuda. I haven't heard of Barbuda. Canada, Australia, New Zealand. This is big. Canada wants to leave the British control. Australia, New Zealand. Now, PBS, they don't think they're going to be able to do it. Well, also, in America, the United States, we have colonies too. We call them territories, but they are American colonies. And they're all over the world. And one thing that's very interesting is in the Pacific, in the center of the Pacific, as big as it is, as vast as it is, we inhabit one of our colonies is the Northern Mariana Islands, Guam, Wake Island, and then south and a little bit to the west is American Samoa. Then we have in the Caribbean, we have Puerto Rico, the United States Virgin Islands. Then some of the territories that are disputed that we are claiming is Saranilla Bank, the Bajo Nuevo Bank, and Navassa Island in the Caribbean or the Caribbean. Then we also have areas that we don't inhabit, like the Midway Atoll, Johnson Atoll, Howland Island, Baker Island, Kingsman Reef, Palmyra Atoll, Jarvis Island, and there's a group right pretty much centered in the Pacific that we control. This is the power of empire. Well, some of these colonies are wanting to break away from America's. They don't want to be American colonies anymore. They want to break away from American control. Then in Russia, there are these, or in Ukraine actually, you have, it seems to be a pandemic of islands that want to break, or colonies that want to break away from the British and break away from American control and break away from the control of Ukraine. There's Luhansk, Donbass, or Donetsk, Zaporizhia, Kherson. They want to break away from the control of Ukraine. They want to become Russian satellite or Russian. They want to join in with Russia. Well, why wouldn't they? Russia's economy is strong. They have resources. So this seems to be a pattern. And in the scripture, I talked a little bit about the nations of the world yesterday. The nations of the world, the kings of the earth, the rulers of the earth, the wealthy people that rule the earth, they know Christ is coming, and they don't want Christ to come. They don't want to be judged. And the nations don't want Christ to come because they're going to lose their power. But Christ is going to come, and it says that when he does come, the lands of the nations are going to be given back to the nations of the world that were given to them by God. These lands will be given back to these countries, and there will be no more British colonies, no more American colonies. Oh, the areas of land that belong to Russia will once again belong to Russia. They will be Russian territories or areas. And what was promised to the nation of Israel will be given to the nation of Israel. The wealthy, the rich, the kings, and the rulers of the world, they are in a final, you might say they're pushing as hard as they can to bring about this new world order, this global system to control the world, because they only have a short time of rule, and then their rule will be over. They're only going to get, they won't, maybe 7 years, if even that, and it's going to be over. But in the meantime, what's going to happen is eventually this country is going to become more powerful. We're not going to be destroyed, not until seven and a half years after Russia's destroyed, then America will be destroyed. But not until then. We're going to make it into the future. We're going to become more powerful. This empire is going to control the world. Well, we'll attempt to control the whole world, but we won't control the whole world. Basically, we will control East, Western Europe, Canada, Central, maybe Mexico, Central America, and maybe the northern part of South America. We'll be back in a few minutes.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
And to finish out the program, I don't know if Xi Jinping has come out of the dark. I don't know. I haven't heard that he's appeared anywhere. I don't know if he's sick or what. But thing is, I feel that Xi Jinping is the perfect individual to lead China to the Battle of Armageddon. He has everything I can see naturally. To be able to work with the Asian sisters for the coming war. I don't know where, I haven't heard if he's, he hasn't been seen recently, so I don't know what's happening with him. But with the British making this move, this is a very, very powerful thing that just took place. China is watching it, and China is aware of British and American Pilgrim Society. China has suffered because of this society and the British, and you know, there's payback, and China's waiting for her opportunity to make things right. And so with the British planning to move their embassy to Jerusalem, I believe that Xi Jinping or the leaders of China, they are aware that Pilgrim Society is making its move on the Middle East. Pilgrim Society, New York City, and in England, London, they're planning to make their move now into the Middle East, and they're beginning to make their move to make Jerusalem the center of the New World Order. This is going to be the headquarters of the New World Order. They may have considered putting the center of the New World Order in Denver at one time. Denver's still going to be a big center. Probably, I know that Colorado is going to play a big part in the coming destruction that will take place on the nations of the world that won't go along with Antichrist's program. Colorado is a major, major... it is a major, how do I phrase it, center, will be a major center of the wars that are coming. Down in Colorado Springs, the center, the not only the Air Force Academy, but the Space Center, and then also much of the weather warfare technology is based right here in Colorado, right in Boulder, Colorado, one of the most powerful high places on the earth. So Colorado does have a, there is a something that Colorado will do, but eventually the headquarters for the New World Order internationally will be Jerusalem. And I think China's aware of that. Russia's aware of that. Vladimir Putin is going to rethink what he's doing presently in Ukraine. Ukraine is not going to be the center of the Russian plans. The plans are going to shift to Israel, to the Middle East. We'll be back tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Sunday, 9 to noon on 1360 AM radio.
You're gonna drive me to drink, drive me to Country Liquors, eh? Located at 105 East Highway 2 in Kingsburg, right in the middle of town. The best small locally owned liquor store in Northern Colorado. Never drink and drive.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.